With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A Rhinelander community leader died in a car crash earlier this week. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office released the names of those involved in the deadly crash on Highway 51 Sunday night. George Roman died in the crash. He was the owner of Roman Cinema as well as other businesses in the Rhinelander area. According to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, 20-year-old Alexia Zuck of Crandon was driving south on Highway 51 near Irma. She crossed the center line and hit the van Roman was driving. He died in the crash. Zuck was flown to Aspirus-Wausau Hospital and has since been treated and released. Roman Cinema posted on Facebook saying the theater was temporarily closed due to the recent family tragedy. They plan to reopen Friday. The post has more than 290 comments of people sharing their memories of George and the movie theater, his impact on the community, and how amazing a person he was. Every year, the Rhinelander District Library adds new programs, items, and services to its collection. While it's continuously growing in impact, the building itself hasn't grown since the 1980s. As WXPR's Katie Thorson explains, the library plans to change that with a major capital campaign underway right now.
The Rhinelander District Library fills a lot of needs in the community. It provides free books, audiobooks, movies, games, and activities for people of all ages to check out. There's internet and computers for people to use. Library staff help people get jobs, learn new technology, and notarize documents. Library Director Virginia Roberts says it's an entertainment and learning facility.
This library is vital to the community. There are a lot of businesses that would not be in this area were it not for the library. A lot of families that would not move here were it not for the library. It's a cultural institution that needs to be.
For every need the library fills, it has needs of its own, ones that aren't being met in its current facility. The library and its foundation unveiled plans Wednesday morning to raise $7 million to pay for a 7,650-square-foot addition. It will include things like updating staff work areas, replacing the elevator and making the building ADA compliant, and adding restrooms on the main level. One of the biggest additions that Robert says is currently missing is a community space.
Over the last decade, we have seen more people coming in the building, more people requiring meeting spaces, places to sit, updated technology, just about everything you could possibly imagine. More space for children. We've had an increase, particularly since the pandemic, we've had an increase in children's need. Our office space is literally stacked on top of each other. That is the least of our worries. We really do want to do this. This is for the community. And one of the things that has been a consistent theme is we do not have a community room that is open to the public after hours or available for that. And that is one of the big pieces here.
The library will be funding the expansion with a combination of federal grants and private donations. You can learn more about the expansion project and how to contribute at WXPR.org. Roberts hopes to break ground sometime next year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
People with mobility challenges have a new option to get on the water in the North Woods. Last week, the Friends of the Townline Lake Park cut the ribbon on an accessible fishing pier and kayak launch just west of Rhinelander. It's the first of its kind in Oneida County, says Tracy Beckman, the secretary of the Friends group.
This is a serene place. I want everybody to be able to come here and use it and just feel rejuvenated. And if you don't have the ability to do that, then you miss out.
A grassroots effort put together by the Friends group just a few years ago saved the park from being sold to private owners. Cows to be shown at fairs in Wisconsin will need to be tested for bird flu. Starting next week, farmers and clubs showing cattle at state fairs need to test their animals to make sure they're healthy for a week leading up to the fair. That's specifically for lactating dairy cows, since the bird flu virus can spread much more easily through unprocessed milk. Darlene Conkle, a veterinarian with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says they're trying to ensure fairgrounds across the state won't be a breeding ground for the virus.
So in Wisconsin, because we're coming up to a busy fair and exhibition season, we wanted to provide a little more assurance or help to alleviate the risk a little bit of having these lactating cattle attending fairs and events.
While the virus just makes cows sick, it can be deadly to poultry. It's even been transferred to humans in a few rare cases. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Monk Botanical Gardens in Wausau will need to find a new executive director. Darcy Howard is stepping down effective next month. She's been the executive director at Monk Botanical Gardens for 7 years. Board President Paul David thanked Howard for her accomplishments and efforts in a news release announcing she would be leaving. The development and implementation of the environmental-based education programs at Monk Botanical Gardens was a particular highlight. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Older adults in Wisconsin and across the nation are navigating various challenges that affect their quality of life. An annual report shows progress, but concerning trends continue to persist. Mike Moen reports.
United Health Foundation has released its America's Health Rankings 2024 Senior Report. Nationally, high-speed internet access rose to nearly 85%. However, an additional 500,000 older adults fell into poverty. Wisconsin ranks 11th overall for well-being metrics for those 65 and older. But Janet Zander of the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources says many seniors not having enough money to cover the rising cost of basic expenses overshadows some of the positive results.
Health, housing, and food taking up far more than they actually make. And so we are very concerned about that trend continuing.
She says while more Wisconsin seniors are connected to high-speed internet, she worries about that changing soon with funding drying up for the federal Affordable Connectivity Program, which provided discounts on monthly internet bills. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.